Well, we said there was a chance we'd hear from him before the end of the year, and Doug Schweitzer is on, but not as the minister, as a fellow sports fan here. And we always said that at one point we were going to do an all-sports chat, and here it comes. So, you know what, coming in here, we're almost on at football season. It's almost nearing an end right now. Late off the bat, we were both kind of out there with our Super Bowl predictions. You picked the 49ers, and injuries kind of ravaged them, and I picked the Baltimore Ravens, going outside shot. So now, let's look at it. Week 16 just around the corner. Who do you think takes the Lombardi this year?
You know what? I'm going with the Bills. I would love to see the Super Bowl go to the Bills. Josh Allen, he's a talent. I like the Bills. But how about your Jets the other day?
No.
What about your Jets? You know what? They didn't have they won a game. You know, won one game, but man, they gave up Trevor Lawrence to get it. I don't think it's worth it. What do you think?
I'm going to say, you know, I love Kurt Warner. I love the greatest show on turf in the 1990s, early 2000s. And one guy that no one will ever talk about from that team is Orlando Pace. And that quarterback has to be protected. I mean, we saw what happened to poor Joe Burrow this year. Let's go back to David Carr, 2002. I think he's the most sacked quarterback of all time in a single season. If you can't protect these talents, then they're not going to be around very long. So the ability, though, the people are saying Penei Sewell, he is a tackle with the University of Oregon. He protected Fields, and they expect him to be the greatest prospect since Orlando Pace. So I'm thinking about that. I'll throw it back at you. If you can't protect that star quarterback, is it worth having him?
Well, you know what? I'd take a lot of quarterbacks over Sam Darnold right now. That's what I'd tell you.
Fair.
Sam Darnold's not getting you to the Super Bowl. I can almost guarantee you that.
Fair enough. But you know what? In saying that, though, Trevor Lawrence still hasn't played an NFL snap yet, and we were all high on the Ryan Leaf bandwagon once upon a time.
Oh, but Trevor Lawrence is no Ryan Leaf. He's more of a Peyton Manning type. I think he's going to be one of the best for this entire generation if they get him. But it doesn't look like the Jets are going to get there. It looks like they've decided to win one game and, you know, potentially compromise the next 15 years.
Maybe that's Adam Gase's final, heave-ho to the New York Jets to say, hey, as I leave, and here's the thing with Adam Gase. Somebody had suggested that at some point, and this was earlier in the season, that the Houston Texans were actually considering him should he become available. And now I'm thinking, given his experiments in Miami and now New York, who's going to give him the third opportunity? I'm not sure he's going to get it.
You know what? He may have to go back to college. He may have to go to college football and you know, kind of build up a resume there now at this point in time. But you know, you think about where we're at in this league and like some of the young talents that are coming up. It's an exciting time. But I can guarantee you one thing. If this was the NBA, they would have been tanking. The NBA loves to tank games to get those draft picks, and the Jets would have tanked if they were an NBA franchise.
I was when they did the whole thing with Greg Williams calling for the all-out blitz that led to the touchdown, that's when I believed that there was a tanking conspiracy. But you know what? I was happy to play see the win. You know, I'm a big Herm Edwards fan. You play to win the game. Hello. And I still believe that it hurts. It's one of those double-edged swords. It hurts in a good way and it hurts in a bad way because it'll just keep us in mediocrity. But you just mentioned the NBA, so here's one that kind of shocking, and our sports guy this morning, Kyle, was kind of mentioning it, and that is, why can't you just be happy for somebody who wants to sign a long-term contract in beautiful Milwaukee? Talking about Giannis. Were you a little bit surprised by that, or...?
You know, I was surprised that he did the deal, but he'll still be young when this deal is done, right? Like, he's still only going to be in his late 20s when this deal is done. He'll be able to put in the bank close to $250 million. I mean, or he would have made $250 million. I mean, you know, it's hard to say no to that much money up front, guaranteed. You know, I don't blame him at all. He loves the city. They love him. You know, hopefully he can win a championship during that 5 years.
Yeah, he's definitely, he is the best player in the NBA right now. And speaking of another one that's in there, too, and we had a little bit of chat about this, is now we're starting to get into NBA fantasy basketball up here in the Peace region. And one of the key things we're thinking about is that a good young player in Zion Williamson. Now, keep in mind, I think he just turned 20, and this guy already looks to be like a force in this league, and I'm not even sure he's allowed to drink in the United States yet.
You know what? That guy is just a absolute gift as an athlete. Like, when you take a look at what he can do, the guy was built like a tight end. He's 270, 280 pounds. He can dunk from the free throw line. Like, he's just his bounce. Like, when he goes up and misses a shot, his ability to go right back up, springboarding faster than anybody else at that size, like, it's just, I can't wait to watch him for a full season where they don't put minute restrictions on him. I think he's just going to be one of the most exciting basketball players to watch this season.
And you know what's interesting about that too is that one of the things we remember from LeBron in his primes, and even now as an old man, he's still very good at dominating the post and dominating the boards now. I'd like to see if Bron would even try to charge through Williamson. I think that's actually one mountain of a man that could actually stand his ground and probably get a charge against LeBron.
You know what? No, LeBron would find some way to score. You can't bet against LeBron James. That guy is just... True. He is at the best. Like he'd find some way to get around him, get a foul, and make a basket. He just would.
He does. Okay, and on that note, too, do you think the Lakers repeat as a champion? Do you think New Jersey, with all their off-season acquisitions, or Brooklyn, I should say, with all their off-season acquisitions, they could be dangerous. Philly could be dangerous. I think Boston maybe takes a slight, slight drop down in the East, but in the West, I'm not sure who's going to challenge the Lakers. My outside team is actually the Pelicans to really give them a run for their money.
You know what? I think at this point in time, I'd try and give it to the Lakers for a repeat. But, you know, I think that Kyrie Irving with the Nets is just not going to get it done. You know, Kevin Durant's going to carry that team. He's going to carry Kyrie just the way LeBron carried Kyrie.
Yes.
Kyrie Irving is just not the guy. Like, he's a second, maybe third gunner on a team. His ego's way too large. I mean, Kevin Durant, meanwhile, though, that guy, I want to see that guy this year. I think he's going to be on fire, and that team goes as far as Kevin Durant takes him.
He's got a lot to prove. And so, Kyrie Irving, you're not completely sold on Uncle Drew?
No, I'm not sold on Kyrie. I just think he's soft. In a big game, he's burning someone on the side of the arena the other day before he's going and playing. Like, he's just a weird dude.
And what's up with his no media policy now? The NBA is a very player-centric league, and you figured the players love the attention, and now he's going on a I don't want to chat to the media thing. So it doesn't look like he's making too many friends right now.
No, I don't know if his head's in the game right now. So that's why I think the Lakers, if it came down to the Nets and the Lakers in the final, I think the Lakers take it.
That's true. That's true. I mean, AD and LeBron are very cohesive together. And now, moving on to hockey here. This is an interesting one because, I mean, there's a lot of moving situations here. And an all-Canadian division, let's say this actually does work out. We're not sure where it's going to be, but if it does work out, how do you see that one playing out? I mean, that should be interesting because, I mean, when these teams were stacked together, they were not stacking them thinking that they'd be in realignment like this.
But you know what? If we go through this, though, we might get a Canadian team in the Stanley Cup for a change.
Yes.
So if we do it all the way through the playoffs, I mean, that might be a win. Get a Canadian team in the Stanley Cup playoffs. That'd be nice to see. But honestly, though, I just don't want to have a season. We need to get this done. We need to make sure that the NHL can play. We've seen other professional leagues pull it off. It's a bit of a challenge with the cross-border issues that you have. Same thing that the Blue Jays are facing in Major League Baseball, but I think we can solve it. There's enough Canadian teams, at least to get the beginning of the season up and off the ground. Hopefully the vaccine distribution goes well so that, you know, the second half of the season they can open it up.
Yeah, no doubt. That should be real interesting. And, of course, both of our favorite sports, this is one where I will be biased on it, and that is the old ball game. And you know what? I really thought at this point, even with the pandemic and with the lost revenues, I thought there'd be more revenue or more free agency moves, more trades, and now there's a lot of rumors. And the latest one, now apparently the Cubs, the cash-strapped Cubs, I never thought I'd be saying that, are shopping Yu Darvish. That's an interesting acquisition because he's either really good or really bad.
You know where we should pick up Darvish and Bauer? Would be the Angels.
Angels
should pick up Darvish and Bauer. They should just throw the kitchen sink at it. They got to capitalize on the Mike Trout prime. And he's in his prime right now. So if I'm the Angels, I'd do the Darvish deal. If you get him at sea level, his pitches would do well there. You get Trevor Bauer at sea level, I think he'd be dominant at sea level. So you know what? I'd pick up both of those guys if I'm the Angels.
And you know what's interesting, though, is that, and this is where maybe sometimes owner intervention is not the most helpful thing. Arte Moreno's one of the more hands-on owners in MLB. And it just seems like he's always going after the sexy bats, but you've never heard them, except for Ohtani, going after a stud pitcher. And I always wondered why, is that pitching is what brings it in. You're a former college pitcher yourself, so your opinion, why do you think they've ignored the pitching for so long?
Well, I think that they've tried. I think they put in a little bit of an effort to get Garrett Cole, but they never seem to land them. So, yeah, if I were them, though, like I would just throw an extra $5 million a year for a short-term deal for Bauer, give him $35 million for 2 years or 3 years, and go grab him for his prime, get Darvish, even if they got to throw a little bit of an incentive. And part of the Cubs would eat part of Darvish's contract. I'd grab them both.
Whoever thought the Cubs eating well, the Cubs, yeah, eating contracts, but cutting revenue, and that's kind of where sports leagues are coming right now. And in terms of the Blue Jays, we do know they need this help, but how hard does a sale job for somebody like Ross Atkins have to be right now when the player asks, okay, so 2021, where's my home stadium? And all he can do is shrug. That's got to be a difficult spot to be in.
It's a tough spot to be in. I mean, you know what, though? The Blue Jays are a young team. A lot of them are used to playing in Buffalo or wherever else, and I think they're going to have a good season either way. But, yeah, it makes it a little tough for this, you know, the coming season. But you know what? I think come the second half, we're all going to be playing in other home ballparks, and travel should be – hopefully travel's working pretty smooth by then.
No doubt about that. And now here they are. One of the final questions we have for you is that the talk of Tampa Bay / Montreal hybrid has come back again. And you know what? A couple of years ago when it was first came up, everyone looked and said, you're crazy. There's no way that's going to happen. And me, clinging to the Montreal dream, will say, if it's a possibility, I'd love to learn more about it. And now it seems to be picking up more and more traction, these like sister city franchises. Did you ever think in any time of your lifetime we'd see something like this where it's maybe not just a temporary thing, but possibly a long-term solution?
You know, it'd be great to see that happen. I mean, Tampa Bay, the Rays are a great franchise. I think they're probably one of the best managed franchises in all of Major League Baseball. What they can do is just, they're like the Oakland A's of the East. And,
yeah.
You know, having them partner up with Montreal, you know, it gives Montreal a shot to show whether or not they're really serious about baseball again. And I think that, you know, Montreal, you know, they got that old stadium there, but if they ever actually had a real stadium in Montreal, I think they could make a go of it, just like how the Blue Jays need a new stadium in Toronto. They would be much better if they could have a brand new stadium in Toronto, same thing in Montreal, but then they could make a real go of Major League Baseball.
Well, it should be interesting as they do that. They do have some land in the just a bit south of downtown Montreal. Who knows what they're going to do with it? And it should be interesting to see. Well, we'll see how all these predictions play out. We have it on record, so feel free, anybody, to come back and listen to this to see exactly how right we are. Doug, thanks for the sports chat. Always fun.
Thanks so much, and Merry Christmas, everybody.
All right. This is Doug Schweitzer, the Minister of Jobs, Economy, and Innovation. But today, our Sports Insider, and this is a Christmas Eve special of The Hot Seat.